growing conventional cotton in our area, since I know that the guys in the Deep South have different challenges than what we do. I'm just going to go over kind of what we do down in South Texas, down around Corpus Christi, and what works best for us. A lot of guys down in our area plant technology cotton, plant 100% of technology cotton. The ones who plant conventional cotton usually plant 100% of conventional cotton. So it's a very big gap between the two. We do something different. We plant conventional and technology together, and I think it works better, and we're going to go through it here and just see. Whenever you ask guys why they plant technology cotton, usually the first thing you get is it's easy. It's easy. You know, I went down to Staples and I asked them, where can I find that easy button? I want to buy it. And they said, well, it's back there in the vault. Keep it in the vault. I said, well, why? They said, well, it's expensive. And that's the truth of it. Easy costs a lot of money. Whenever you get down to it, somebody spent a lot of time and a lot of effort making it easy for you, so you got to pay them. And that's only right, I think. The other one is less labor intensive. You know, you don't got a lot of guys out there swinging sharp metal objects on the end of a wooden stick. And those guys cost money. And not that it really costs a whole lot of money, but it does take a lot of time to line that up, to line up labor and get them out there. And if you're paying them by the hour, you never know where that's going to go. So another thing that you'll hear is new and improved. You know, technology cotton, that's the latest and greatest thing. People put a lot of time and effort in it. Its yield is very stable, and that's the next one too, is greater input stability. Usually you kind of know what you're going to put in and you know what you're going to get out, considering, you know, moisture at the end of the day. But the greater input stability is another big factor. And then some guys will tell you, well, I was just forced into it. You know, there's no more conventional. This is what they offer. This is what they sell. Everybody plants this. This is what we do. So that's some of the main reasons. Going on to conventional, if you ask guys that plant conventional cotton, why do you plant conventional cotton? The big thing, the first thing is seed cost. Seed cost a lot less, and it is substantially less in seed cost right up front. The other is weed resistance and technology. Of course, as they've been discussing here, it's kind of pushing us to the conventional just for people who have a lot of weed resistance to glyphosate and others. Now here's one too that we get now is new and improved. And as Dr. Borland knows, there's some really good conventionals out there now that yield with technology cotton and grade with technology cotton. So the, you know, people who are moving back or have been at conventional are now, you know, that's one reason that they're there. Chemistry change up, that kind of falls in line with the resistance technology, you know, changing up the chemistry so that you don't build up a resistance to the glyphosate. And the last one here is just a question, better bottom line. But is planting 100% conventional make a better bottom line? That's the question. And if it was, wouldn't everybody be doing it? So let's we'll go on to the next one here. I think that conventional cotton can have a better bottom line sometimes, but I don't think it's every time. It all boils down to what we've been saying, or they've been saying the whole day here, is we need the right tool for the right job. We can spend a lot of money going one way or the other and not reap the benefits of spending that money. So that's kind of what we're looking at balancing here, or kind of the point I'm trying to make is using the right tool for the right job. I guess it boils down to how do we know it's the right tool for the right job? And one way is look at the variables. You know, if there was no insect pressure and there was no weed pressure, then would technology be worth it? Would it even be worth planting the technology cotton? That answer is no. I mean, that's what you're paying for in the technology cost is the ability to fight insect and weed pressure. One tool that, well, first, you know, at the end, you got to ask, are they always the same? And that answer, as we've seen too here today, with the various charts, is no. Some years you get greater insect pressure, some years you don't. Some years you can get away with almost no spraying, and some years you're going to spray a lot. So where's the balance in that? One tool that I've used, and I'm going to share it with you all today, is a spreadsheet that Dr. Larry Faulkner put together, and he just gave us. It took some time, I'm sure, to put this together. He just gave it to us. And I use it sometimes. I pull it out and just run different variable scenarios through it. It's just a lot of equations in there, and you just basically plug in your variables, what you do on your farm. This is just a screenshot, by the way. I can't go in and interact with this, but this is just a screenshot. And you plug in what you're going to do or what you think you're going to do, and it at the end of the spreadsheet, down on the bottom line, it spits you out a residual returns. And, I mean, it's well thought out. It's probably almost 60 to 80 lines of variables that you can plug in, all the way down to pulling out your salary at the end of it and land charge and everything else. So these numbers that you're seeing up there are old numbers. That's not what I use to do this. So what I did was is I took the variables and I ran basically two different scenarios on technology and two different scenarios on conventional, one being a high insect pressure year and the other being a very light insect pressure year. So what we got is, or this is what I came out with at the bottom line. Of course, this is going to change per region and what your inputs are. But this is net revenue per acre on the technology. On a light year, it's 120 an acre. On a heavy, it's 105. Over on the conventional, 149, and then on a heavy, 91. So you can see that there's a gap there already showing itself. Here is the net revenue on 2,500 acres of cotton. This is a heavy insect pressure year on a graph. Tech being on the left, conventional on the right, and here you can clearly see that in that scenario, tech was the better choice. Going to a light insect pressure year, same thing. And in these scenarios, everything is equal on that sheet except for the insect applications, being a bollworm and budworm, beetlearm, anything that you would normally spray for. And also, let me tell you on this, the cotton lint yield I had at 800 pounds at 68 cents. And the cotton seed price was 175. Just going down a couple of the things that stayed the same. Fertilizer stayed the same. All of the other factors actually stayed the same. But that is what I used, cotton picking at 12 cents and ginning at 11. Everything's the same in there, except for the insect sprays. Light insect pressure years, I used one spray on the conventional and no sprays, I believe, or no applications on the technology. So this is the light insect pressure. Now these are the two graphs together. If you look, on the left-hand side will be the tech. On the right-hand side, far right-hand side, is conventional. And then what I did is went in and plugged in different mixes. 60% technology being the second on the left, 50-50 in the middle, 60% conventional on the right, 40% tech. And the green line in the middle is the average of the two. So we can just see, kind of get a visual representation of where that's going from light to heavy. Now, if we take that middle line then and spread it out so that we can see it a little bit better, this is just the average with the marks listed there. And again, that's on 2,500 acres of cotton. So this is just a tool. I'm going to show a link here in a second of where you can send an email, and I'll send you this spreadsheet, and then you can sit and plug in your own numbers and work your own scenarios out. This is the email, And if you would, please don't save it in your contact list. I don't like forwards. I've got all the funny pictures on the internet. I don't want another one. So when you email this to me, lose this email when you're done. Anyway, that's all that I have for you today. I hope it was helpful. And like I said, email me that, and I'll send you that spreadsheet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russell. When you're talking about the light and heavy insect pressure situation, reminded me very much of one of our cotton farmers in Arkansas that grows conventional. He says certain fields he knows he needs BT. Other fields, he wants to go with conventional. So I think that's a real good message there.